Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Brigitte Jones-Dottier, a member of the Icelandic Parliament, will be joining us today in the third hour as they fight the British banking takeover of their entire nation. This is public economic conquest and warfare going on in the last 2 years against Iceland, and they are fighting back. We have Catherine Austin Fitz to give us her expert analysis on what's happening with the Bankstergate and the economy in the last hour. And finally, coming up in the noontime hour, or hour number two, Tyrell Ventura will be joining us to talk about the final episode of the hit show Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. He is the son of former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. So that is coming up in the second hour. And I'm going to spend about 5 minutes with him, Greg in Houston. He's the individual last week that confronted George Bush Sr., and I was sent this video. My office was sent it on, I guess, the 8th, and we get so much information that Rob forgot to tell me about it. But Rob wasn't even sure because the fellow sent us a little bitty video thumbnail of it so he could quickly get it to us. And Rob couldn't make out that it was George Herbert Walker Bush, the 41st president of the United States, in a pizza place. And I tell you, this guy has got a lot of nerves of steel to say what he said to George Bush Sr. And we can't play the video or audio here. He's cussing at him. But it's one of the number one videos. It's in the top 10 of YouTube right now. And Breitbart TV picked it up yesterday. Drudge linked to it. And I'm still just processing it. The Secret Service, by the way, did come to his house. And I want to warn this guy about the Bushes when we talk to him in the next segment. If I sounded a bit out of it or more hoarse in the last couple of weeks, we're having record cedar fever in Austin, record amounts of pollen. And Austin is the capital of allergies in the United States. It's rated by all the different medical services as the worst allergy city in the country because of the different types of flora and fauna that are in this area. So many different varieties of plants and trees. So if you hear me pausing occasionally, it's because I'm hitting the cough button and having a sneezing fit. I'm fighting one back right now. But a jam-packed radio transmission lined up for you today. Very impressed with the great work that my producers are doing. The fellas, Jaron and Ryan and Craig, that are in there running the show Monday through Friday and then coming in on Sundays. They all run the video cameras for PrisonPlanet.tv. They all run the audio board. They set up the guests. They all work as a really great, close-knit team, and that's the best producers I've ever had and the best integrated team, and they're just getting better and better. So we got a member of the Icelandic Parliament fighting the bankers coming up. We've got Catherine Austin Fitz, and we have Tyrell Ventura to talk about the hit TV show Conspiracy Theory and what that means as a society if this show is a hit and that they even allowed it on air. Stay with us.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the third hour, Brigitte Jones-Dottier, her Jones daughter, one of the leaders in the Icelandic parliament against the hostile banking takeover of their entire nation. See, the big banks are now gobbling up first world countries and old world countries. They're not just wrecking third world countries by design, and that's all public record. They're now doing that to England, to the United States, to Western European countries, and the people of Iceland have been valiantly fighting. So I'm really looking forward to this interview coming up. Also, Catherine Austin Fitz on the whole banking scam. And the latest on Bankstergate with little Timmy Geithner in danger of being criminally indicted. That's in the last hour. Tyrell Ventura, son of Jesse Ventura. We'll talk about, is his dad going to run for president in 2012? We're going to talk about the final episode of the hit TV show, Conspiracy Theory, that I appear in many episodes of and consult on. I've been told if it gets picked back up that I'm going to be a big part of the show, an even bigger part. I'm very excited about that. This is trailblazing, ladies and gentlemen. The fact that this is being allowed on air and that it's from our perspective and point of view. Okay, I'm not going to play the video or audio because there is some profanity in it. Obviously, to get the courage up to confront the 41st president, known as one of the most vindictive and dangerous people out there. I can't judge him for cussing at him. I probably wouldn't have done that. Well, I have confronted George W. Bush and been arrested for it for politely saying, sir, and asking him a question at the end of a speech when he was supposed to have a press conference. to try to get into the danger of the Bush family. We really have Greg on here because he's a listener and he first contacted us and it fell through the cracks last week when he sent it to us, I guess 5 days ago. And because if we don't put some spotlight on Greg, there's a good chance they're going to kill him. And I'm not trying to be melodramatic here, ladies and gentlemen. Just Google maid dead at Bush's home. And you will find dead maids in Kennebunkport, dead maids in Houston, dead maids in Virginia, dead maids everywhere. I mean, they run them over in the parking lots. They kill them. They shoot them. Whoever's doing this. I mean, but the maid makes them mad. They end up deader than a doornail. There was a woman said that George W. Bush had raped her. And the word is in Texas, he was incredibly wild back in his younger years. And she committed suicide a week later. And she said, I'm getting threats. And, you know, he raped me and she was dead. And then you have the guy that wrote Fortunate Son right during the campaign about the alcohol, the drug abuse, things that are on record. But back then it was not known. And, man, he slit his wrist in that bathtub in Arkansas. So I'm not trying to scare Greg. It doesn't matter whether Greg believes he's in danger or not. I know he is because I saw the look on George Herbert Walker Bush's face, former director of the CIA, a man who carried out the eugenics operations on Native Americans in the 70s, sterilizing over 40% of them. The man who got the one-child policy put into place in China. The man who put the sanctions in and launched the war that killed over a million Iraqis. The man who went after his business partner, Manuel Noriega, and just blew several of those cities, Panama City namely, into ashes with the C-130, Pup the Magic Dragon gunships just indiscriminately blasting. White phosphorus weapons were used. Particle beams were tested. They've now declassified that. Just literally stormtroopers just blasting everything in sight. This guy is unbelievably evil. Skull and bones, top Luciferian, Bohemian Grove. You know, it's one thing to have courage, and certainly Greg has that. We're going to Greg in a moment. But it's another thing to actually go jump off a cliff. And I understand that his spontaneous anger and indignant outrage at facing a true war criminal, Greg has amazing courage. And it's because he had the courage, and it's because at first he scares Bush, and Bush starts basically jogging away, and then turns once Secret Service get around Greg, and Greg's already leaving, and gives him a very menacing, demonic smile. I'll never forget Barbara Bush. It had to be 2002 on Larry King Live. We wrote an article on it at Infowars.com and linked to a video of it. The video has since gone dead on whatever video service it was. But the point is, I'm sure somebody can find it. It was Barbara Bush, former first lady, on Larry King Live. And he said, what do you think about your family being in the news? What do you think about, you know, is that fair for the tabloids to cover the, your granddaughters? He didn't mention falling down drunk in Austin or demanding margaritas when they're 19 years old at Chuy's Mexican food restaurant. By the way, they then persecuted Chuy's, even though Chuy's had nothing to do with it. It was the waitress. And I happen to know the whole inside scoop on that. I happen to know that some of the owners of Chuy's, but I'll just leave it at that. The point is, I've talked to some of the other waiters and managers, people that work there. I've seen the persecution from all sides with that. One time I was with Kevin Booth at his wife's birthday party at City Grill Steakhouse. And by then, the twins had turned 21. And I come walking in, and we're going to you, Greg. I just want to finish this story. We come walking in, and I see federal marshals at the door. And they said, hey, Alex, I'm a fan of your show. I was listening today. And they had been listening. He told me about the show. And I said, what are you here for? And he said, I can't tell you. You'll probably notice. You'll probably understand. Well, guess what? Out of the big restaurant, they set us right next to the Bush twins, the daughters, W's girls, and with these two heavy metal guys they were with. and they were drinking quite a bit. And Kevin Booth goes, I'm going to my car to get my video camera. And I grabbed him by the arm. I said, don't do it. And he kept getting up to go do it. And I said, Kevin, these people just launched anthrax attacks on American media because they took photos of them drunk in Austin. You see, I'm willing to have the globalists come kill me. I'm willing to have them set me up, you know, to be able to tell the truth. But I don't, I also understand this code. I don't mess with people's families. I don't want my families messed with. But remember Barbara Bush on Larry King Live, he said, what do you think of the daughters? What do you think of them being in the news? And she said, if you talk about my family or mess with my family, I will kill you. And Larry King said, you're joking. And she got all weird face and went completely insane. She said, no, we will kill you. See, they're so corrupt, they're so evil, they can talk about how they'll kill people on television and how they'll kill anybody that messes with their family. Now, they may not set you up or may not whack you, Greg, because you did confront one of the men. But you did shake him up a little bit. You've had the Secret Service visit you repeatedly now. And coming up in the next segment, I'm going to play. This is all up on your YouTube channel. You recorded them at the door. You told them you were recording them when they called you on the phone. So good that you did that, so it's on record and legal to do. Greg, I tell you, again, I've got you here to put spotlight on you so that hopefully you don't have an accident. You might want to tell folks you're not planning on committing suicide, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, Greg, tell the story of what happened.
Basically, I'd gone to lunch last Wednesday with two of my friends, and, you know, people have seen in the video the first couple of items on the menu are the President and Barbara Bush pizzas. So that's a little sickening to see. And then the whole shrine on the back wall, as is in so many restaurants around Houston, when the Bushes frequent a place. So at the end of my meal, well, or I guess halfway through the meal, the Secret Service agent, one of them, came into the establishment and was scoping it out. It was very obvious what was going on. I told my friends that, hey, obviously, Bobby Bush is going to be coming in here in a moment. Sure enough, you know, several minutes later, the rest of them pull up. We were pretty much done eating. I walk out to my car to get my camera. I come back in, and actually, I was right next to him at one point. I mean, I had to stand directly behind him as he was in the doorway, because I guess probably shaking somebody's hand there and whatnot. And I actually waited for him to get a good ways away from me in the restaurant. It was him alone. Barbara wasn't there. There were no females. There were no children in the place. It was rather empty at that point. It was a late lunch. And when he got a good distance away, I started recording, and that's when you hear the profanities that just came out. It wasn't planned like that by any means. And the entire time I was doing that, I was making my way towards the door. So I waited for him to get away. I worked, you know, my way towards the door, all the way out the door.
But you also forcefully did say he was a mass murderer for Iraq and other wars.
Yeah, I called him a Zionist, murderous, yeah, and then the expletive.
Why Zionist? I mean, I know Israel supported those wars, but if you really study the Bushes at Skull and Bones and his father, Prescott, that they're also Nazis. But, I mean, I guess he does support Israel, so he is a Zionist.
Well, I wish I could have articulated a little bit better. I'm recently learning a lot more about this. You know, I woke up to 9/11 at the end of 05, and at this point, my research and from what I see through all these facts, it seems to me that it is the Israel Mossad and these Zionists that are pretty much behind most every single event. It was through the Rothschilds that started World War One, World War Two, the wars going on now. You know, they made Switzerland a neutral place so that they could fund it from both sides. I mean, the list goes on. They're the ones behind the first bank of this nation, the second bank, now the Federal Reserve. I see their hands tied to everything. So I know that you mentioned things like the PFR and Bilderberg, all this, but when I actually look at the top of these things and who's pulling those strings, that there is, I do now see the head of the beast. And I see it as Zionist. So that's why.
Okay, well, now we understand why. Stay there. Let's come back and play some audio. The video's up on your YouTube channels. We've got links to it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but it's YouTube.com/user/live music, where you can see all the videos in detail. We're going to come back, play part of the confrontation with the Secret Service when they came to your house, and then we'll get into you not wanting to commit suicide. I think it's important to get that on record.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-580-7310. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-7310. That's 1-800-580-7310. 1-800-580-7310.
Gigantic development on the naked body scanner front. It's far worse than I even thought. That's coming up in the next segment. Then Tyrell Ventura, son of Jesse Ventura, one of the producers, cameramen, researchers on the TV show. My idea to get him on because he's just a really great guy, very informed. He can give us some inside scoops on whether his dad's going to be running for president in 2012. We'll be discussing that. And then, of course, a member of the Icelandic parliament about the banking takeover there and the people fighting back. This is a precedent-setting case. And then we also have Catherine Austin Fitz on Bankstergate coming up today. So regardless of what you think of Greg, it is his free speech right to yell at the former president. I wouldn't have used profanity. But regardless, I commend his courage. I mean, you can only marvel at it. I mean, Greg, you sound like you're informed on things. I mean, you understood how incredibly dangerous this person is. He's probably the most dangerous person to confront that I could think of.
I do realize that, and I did realize that, but at the moment, that just kind of leaves your head. You know, when you just get that sense, that feeling. Well, when he walks in, it was overwhelming, and that's what came out.
There is a tide in the affairs of men when taken at the flood leads on to fortune, and I guess the fortune you're looking for is liberty and freedom in your time. Yeah, the Bushes are a very complex family, and the power structure they belong to is very, 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 very complex. But just to be on record here, you're not planning to commit suicide.
I'm not planning to commit suicide. I would not be an activist. I would not do that stuff. But I didn't see all of the beauty in life worth being here for, and I don't see how that viewpoint will ever change my mind.
So you will never commit suicide?
I will never commit suicide, not a chance. But before I forget, I do want to tell people if they are in the Houston area, we have HoustonTruth.org. We've got some great activists, and if it weren't for some of the core group of some of the trusted individuals, yesterday would have been a lot tougher to stomach. So, thank you.
Well, I got the D.C. madam to say on air that she would never commit suicide. She told her landlord she was being followed, and they certainly killed her. Then they had a government minion come out and say, "Oh, she told me she was thinking about it." So, you know, even though you're on record saying you won't commit suicide, they'll have somebody pop up if they kill you and say, "Oh, yes, Greg said he was going to commit suicide." So if anybody says that, they're a liar.
They will definitely be a liar, not a friend of mine.
Okay. I want to play a clip. Again, the video is up on the web, but here's an audio clip of the Secret Service at your front door. Here it is.
Protection.
Yeah, I apologize, sir, but we won't be able to talk with you if you're going to use the camera. And I understand if you want
yes,
to use
sir.
It, but I wouldn't be able to talk with you, sir. And I just needed a few minutes of your time.
You can have my time right now, sir. I'm happy to give it to you.
I just can't do so under those circumstances, sir. I'm sorry for the interruption.
I understand.
Thank you, guys.
I appreciate it. Let me let you know, please, because I understand, obviously, what this is about. I am no threat to the man. That's why I walked off, and also appreciate
no,
the way.
I
understand. I also wanted to let you know that I appreciate the way the Secret Service handled it the other day, because I know other police officers might handle it differently. I really do respect that treatment.
That's very
And
good.
I do appreciate you coming by. I mean, as far as that, but.
Certainly.
Yes, sir.
And if you change your mind and you wish to talk with us. And
you have a card that you can leave on my door?
But if you'll call the Secret Service, the Houston telephone number, and let us know, we'll meet somewhere and we can talk.
Do I call? What do I Google? Like, what do I search?
The telephone number to the Secret Service is 713-868-2299.
Okay.
You can just call until you need to speak with someone in protection.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Have a great day.
That's the good cop one, smiling one. That looked like a really dangerous one, the one that wasn't talking, who popped into view for a minute. Looked very predatory, Greg.
The other one actually had quite a different look on his face when I first opened the door. The camera kind of changed that a little bit.
Yeah. Well, one of them was looking at you like he was on a rabbit hunt. And so and there's also the 9-minute recording you did of them on the phone when they called you, and you let them know you were recording that. All I can say is you're going to see more of this. You're going to see more elitists being confronted by the people. That's why they want this cashless society control grid, this RFID face scanning grid, so that everybody on a list, tens of millions of Americans, the establishment can just pull up a computer screen and see where everybody is in live time, where their last known face scan was made, or where your cell phone being tracked under federal law, everyone's cell phone attached to your Social Security number is. And so that's why they want this whole system. Is so they can get away with all their activities. But anything else you'd like to add?
Well, first of all, can I remind people to please, has nothing to do with me trying to get a bigger name for myself, but view this stuff on the Live Music YouTube channel that you had mentioned because, you know, like you said, safety in numbers. That's one reason, like you said, it's great to get my message out here on your show with your huge audience. But with all these people ripping off the video, you know, it's, if I hadn't stood up for some of that, who knows? People may not even know who I was if I disappeared. But anyway, no, like I said, HoustonTruth.org if you want to get active in Houston.
All right. Well, Greg, thank you for contacting us last week when this first happened. Sorry we didn't make the connection. We just get bombarded with information. I'll talk to you during the break. We'll come back with the latest naked body scanner news and information right here on GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
I was sitting in during the break, Greg confronted George H.W. Bush, the 41st president, in a Houston pizza place. He clarified a lot. The Secret Service visited him yesterday at his home and called him and still want him to come meet with them somewhere. He didn't want to go outside the door where they could just snatch him. And when you're dealing with Bush, you never know. I mean, they could do anything. And so they came to visit him after the video went up on Breitbart and on Drudge Report and other places. So, see, it's politically motivated. This was just going to be, I guess, ignored until the fact that he publicly put it out there. Because, see, the mafia can't let some little slave stand up against them and speak out against them. They can't allow that, because then this whole system is held together by fear. This whole system is strung together and is integrated by fear, by people saying, oh, I'm in a free country, but you better not criticize the government. You'll get on a list. Oh, I live in a free country, but I'm not going to speak out because that's dangerous. Almost anybody you talk to will say that. But you're in a free country, though, but you better not speak out in your free country. And I will remind you that I confronted in a peaceable, polite manner George W. Bush when he was governor at a press conference right before he ran for president. And I asked a question If you want to watch it, it's on YouTube. It's everywhere. Just Alex Jones arrested for asking George Bush a question is the name of the video. And all I did was say, sir, isn't what's hurting Texas and America the Council on Foreign Relations, the offshore banks, the European Union that want to take over our country, which you now see as mainstream news that's happening through Copenhagen and other events, other instruments. And he just looked at the state police, and they just came over, grabbed me, almost broke my arm, put my fist behind my back all the way up to my neck. I still have pain. You know, when you roll over in bed and you've got a torn shoulder, I've never got it worked on or gone to the doctor. But when I lift weights, it hurts. When I jog, it hurts. When I roll over in bed, it's incredibly painful. I mean, they hurt me bad. And, you know, I didn't sue them or mess with it. I don't have time. And it goes with the territory. But I didn't know they were going to rough me up. I didn't know they were going to twist my arm behind my back for 5 minutes. You know, they say, trap his arm behind his back. Trap him over here on the wall. Didn't resist, nothing. And that was for simply asking him a question, saying, sir, don't you care about America? Don't you want to stop the globalists, the New World Order, the Council on Foreign Relations? This country's being taken over by Europe. And they had me by then. And I was there for a radio station, for talk station, FM talk, 98.9 at the time. And there I was, simply asking a question. So if they did that to me, can you, and kidnapped me. They drove me around for an hour, and they said, we're going to charge you with this and that. And then they came over the radio and said, go to cell phone. And the constable that had me went to cell phone, as I was in the back of the police car driving around Round Rock. And he says, the governor says release him? The governor says release him. Okay. Okay. Oh, but don't. Oh, drop him off in Austin. But not yet. Not until the governor's gone. Okay, I'll drive him around for an hour. Hangs up and he goes, well, the governor says release you, but not yet. And I said, sir, I waited for that three or four speeches over an hour and a half. I need to urinate. And he said, well, when I get you to Austin, you can do that. And then I said, look, you can't do this. I heard him say, release me. This is kidnapping. And so he takes me in handcuffs into an HEB so I can go to the bathroom. And I tell you, that was a trick, getting my pants down. And then he takes me, puts me in the car, takes the handcuffs off, and says, you must get in the car. And I wasn't going to resist him, even though this was totally unlawful. It's ridiculous. After he saw how stupid it was of me in the bathroom, so the handcuffs get taken off after that little shenanigan. And then he drives me around for another 20 minutes, drives me to North Austin, and drops me off in front of an office building. And says, this is where my jurisdiction ends. And then he was acting scared. He rolled in the window and he goes, sorry, sorry. 45 minutes before, they were almost twisting my arm off my body. That was actually the state police, plainclothes state police. But the constables were jumping all over me while it was happening. It's just ridiculous. In America, these guys have the Bill of Rights and Constitution so ass backwards is the only word. They have it so backwards that they really thought this was normal. They were really going to set me up and frame me and charge me with trespassing and with a whole bunch of other crimes. They were sitting there, you know, while they had me in the police car going over it together. Yeah, we'll charge him with this and we'll charge him with that. And you can hear them on the video. Because I had a wireless mic in my hand that was then on the ground while they're talking about it. What are we going to charge him with? We'll charge him with this. We'll charge him with that. We'll charge him with... I mean, they just relished having an innocent man hurting my shoulder. Because I'm not a human being. See, with psychopaths, and these cops weren't all actual psychopaths, but they're in a psychopathic culture where I'm dehumanized. I don't matter. You know, if I would have twisted a cop's shoulder partway out of joint, it would have been assault on an officer, 10 years in the pen. Ah, but you grab some reporter who doesn't resist you and almost twist their arm off their body. And I guess at the time I was too macho to say, hey, you're hurting me too. It was burning and throbbing and they were pushing it and shoving it up as hard as they could. Same thing happened in New York when I got arrested. They lifted my arms way up behind my back slammed the cuffs on where my arms were physically too high and I couldn't breathe. It was because I've got wide shoulders. I'm ranting, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize. The point is that I don't even hate those officers. I feel sorry for them. I mean, they are so screwed up that they think setting an American citizen up, a reporter who doesn't resist them, they were ready to charge me. They were ready. Round Rock is so corrupt. Williamson County is so corrupt, one of the most corrupt in the nation. It's been rated as that. They would just love it. I'm not a human being. I don't have value. I don't have rights. But the governor, the God, and that's how it works in psychopathic cultures. The big man said, release him, so they did. But not before I got driven around for another 30 minutes. All right, now listen. There has been a development with body scanners that really freaked me out. And I've always said that I'm 95% wrong on the information we present. But there's a twist to that. 95% of the time, it's worse than I say. Over 90%. It's always worse than I say. It's always worse. And it's so much more horrible than I even knew. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to cover this in about 6 minutes, but I want right now to go to a guest who I like to get on once a month, Lisa Pelton, Regional Director of Sales for the wonderful Ecola Blue Company. I contacted them to be a sponsor. Normally, we get contacted by people that want to be sponsors, and we turn down the majority of them because I have to believe in the product. I tested out different atmospheric systems. I knew Willie Nelson was into them, and his system's fine. But I found this was the best cost, highest quality, best filtration. It is the Ecola Blue 28 and Ecola Blue 30. They have a whole bunch of other great systems. And I wanted to get Lisa Pelton on for 5 minutes to tell folks about another special they're doing. They do this every few months. And they've got a new super special that she's going to tell you about today with these atmospheric water generators. You can't get better water, period. Lisa, thanks for coming on with us.
Hi, Alex. Again, compliment you for being able to get me all fired up. You know, you're the one who taught me to speak out, and that's why I work for Ecola Blue. So one thing, I have to tell you how much I appreciate seeing you on Conspiracy Theory. You're getting the message out. People are calling me and saying, oh, my God, it makes sense now. Just wanted to compliment you.
Well, thank you. I mean, I'm amazed by how good that show is. It's the 2012 show tonight, and again, it's the most in-depth report on 2012 you'll ever see.
Yeah, I mean, it's brilliant. And you just mentioned that you have a unit, so you know what it provides you and your family to have an Ecola Blue. It gets you off the grid. It gives you a little bit of peace of mind, knowing that that's one less thing you have to worry about. We have the new Ecola Blue 30 that produces up to 8 gallons a day. It has a 12-stage filtration process, and when they deliver it to your door, all you do is plug it in because it comes complete with filters. It's pure water from the air. You don't need a water source. The new unit has a wonderful energy consumption rate. It's just absolutely fundamental to have this for your health, of not only you, but you and your family.
And the water quality at the highest level has been confirmed by 7 independent labs. That's all at EcolaBlue.com. Generates water from as low as 35% humidity. Produces up to 8 gallons of water within 24 hours. That's the new Ecola Blue 30. The Ecola Blue 28 does 7.5. It has 7 filters. This one has 12 filters in it. I mean, this is getting to a ridiculous level of filtration. I mean, I hate to say ridiculous, but it really is.
Well, we have to be concerned about the quality of water, and so it requires additional filtration every time we find out that they're going to put something new in the water.
Absolutely. When I say ridiculous, I mean, it's just 12 filters. That's what's needed to get the ridiculous amount of garbage and junk and different things, and it takes different types of filters. And it's reverse osmosis, carbon, UV light, stainless steel container, all these different filtration systems. EcolaBlue.com, EcolaBlue.com. And you guys have got another special running. Tell folks about that, Lisa.
Well, on our new, the Colo Blue 30, if anyone hits the website or calls the number and mentions Alex Jones or uses it as a promo code, they're going to get a complete two-year filtration with their unit. So it's actually $150 value, so you don't have to worry about your filters for 2 years.
So you get another year's supply because you got to replace the filters once a year.
I'm sorry, a year and a half. So basically you have 2 full years of filtration. You don't have to worry about it.
Okay, so you're giving them an extra set of replacement filters.
For 18 months. 18 months worth of filtration, plus your unit comes with filters. So basically you're getting 2 years of filters.
Amazing, or it sounds like more. It already comes with filters that are good for 18 months and another set. That's incredible. And so you're getting those free, just tacked on.
Just tacked on because it's for your listeners, Alex. So they use the promo code Alex Jones. Either go to the website at ecoloblue.com, that's ecoloblue.com, or call 1-800-691-6043.
Absolutely. And, every month and a half, 2 months, you guys do a special for 4 or 5 days. It normally runs from Wednesday to Monday. Is that how long this is running again?
This is running through the 17th of January.
Oh, good. So this runs until, I guess, what day is that? Is that next Monday or Tuesday?
Sunday. Yeah, through Sunday the 17th.
Okay, so it's running through Sunday. And, again, give people that number so they can call.
It's 1-800-691-6043.
One more time.
1-800-691-6043. And there's one more thing I have to ask you, Alex, ask you and your listeners.
Sure.
We know about the devastation in Haiti, and Ecolo Blue has a 200-liter industrial unit sitting in the warehouse. And we'd be happy to send it to Haiti if we could have somebody help us facilitate getting it there. We're just not in the business of...
Well, that's the problem. Major corporations, the National Guard, the Coast Guard tried to help people. Walmart tried to help. One of the few good things, I guess, they do with Katrina. They weren't allowed to help. But you're saying if somebody can deliver this unit or get it to Haiti, you will get it to Haiti, and will you send a technician? Because, it's easy to use, but so that when the Haitians get it, they know how to use it?
We'll get it there. We'll send a tech. We just, it's going to provide at least 200 liters. The thing that we need most in a natural disaster is clean water, and Ecolo Blue would be happy to help.
Okay, so folks can, if people want to help, they can also call that number to help you or give you ideas?
That's right. It's 1-800-691-6043. And if they're interested in helping, they can ask for Tracy.
Awesome. Ask for Tracy. Well, Lisa, ecoloblue.com, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again in a month or so.
Keep up the good work, Alex.
You too. Take care. Yeah, seriously, we called up to get them as a sponsor, and most of the people that work there are big fans. So it was it was an easy sell, I guess, a year or so ago. They've been sponsoring us that long. But we love the folks at Ecolo Blue, so they join us at least once a month. I don't even want to cover the news I've got. I mean, some days I get in here, and it's so humiliating. It's so ridiculous. It's so obvious. It's so stupid. And I go on radio shows. I learned about this yesterday, and I was on a radio show, and as a guest, and I was talking about how amazing it is, and people were saying, well, isn't this just for our safety, the naked body scanners? And we know it can cause cancer, and we know that's in mainstream news, top scientists saying, you do this over and over again, it does increase your load of radiation. Similar radiation to what you get from x-rays with the naked body scanners. And we know they're really getting a biometric scan of the body so that they can have passive systems that scan you and read your biometric identifiers from a distance. This is all admitted. and the government in Australia, the U.S., and England, they all admit that it is recording your naked body. They are storing the images. And I know that at least 3-4 years ago, I saw articles about mobile body scanner trucks in England, and I saw blurbs about our government says they may give them to TSA and FBI and local police for mobile body scanners on the street. But I learned yesterday that over a year and a half ago, major cities and major counties in the United States began purchasing and installing naked body scanners. Get this. Well, I'll tell you what they're using it for when we get back on the other side. This is so outrageous. This is a whole new level. And it blows my mind. And it is such a big deal. It is such a huge issue.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
I spent more than an hour last night in absolute horror that for 2+ weeks we've been launching a national campaign and contest. I need to codify and post in the next few days at InfoWars.com the contest rules to expose the naked body scanners and what this agenda really means. It's so big, it's so key to their overall program of dehumanization and training us to be slaves, that I could be researching this for years, and also researching it intensely in the last 2.5 weeks since the underwear bomber, and they launched this whole PR campaign for the naked body scanners and record you, your wife, your children's bodies and store it with biometric data, that I could miss this. But I was doing a radio interview, and the producer said, oh, yeah, we hate these naked body scanners. I had to go pay a traffic ticket. And for anyone that goes into the county courthouse, everyone is put through the machine. And I said, are you sure? And so I Googled body scanners go to Denver, and then I Googled body scanners and courthouses, and it's going in all over the country. It's been going in since early 2008. Here's one, June 11th, 2008. This is a year and a half ago. The Denver News Channel, the denverchannel.com, ABC News, $250,000 machine takes 3D images, and they just admit it, a total 3D image of your body, and everyone must do it to go to traffic court. I mean, this is incredible. And so now to go to court and exercise your right to the court system, they are putting naked body scanners in all over the country. I got articles out of Texas, New York, California, and then I saw articles in the last few months where they're ordering them at courthouses everywhere. And so it's not enough to have a metal detector. See, first they train you with that. Then it's the naked body scanners. Then they want shock bracelets to get on planes. Now imagine 10 years ago when I warned people about face scanning cameras and biometrics and face scanning to buy and sell, it sounded crazy. It would never happen. And now they're face scanning you to get on planes, body scanning you to get on planes, body scanning you to get into airports. And it sounds crazy to say they're going to put taser bracelets on everyone to get on planes and then to go into courthouses. But Homeland Security says they want to do this, and they're looking at doing it. Do you understand that it will just get worse and worse and worse? And then there's a whole other facet to this. One guy goes in a courthouse and shoots people, we've all got to be naked body scanned. We're all treated guilty because of one person committing a crime. They have 152 murders of husbands and wives. And so the French government says arguing and raising your voice is not allowed now. And 61 million French are all guilty until proven innocent. I mean, if you have car wrecks, do you just ban cars? Yes, they're talking about within 5 years in many areas trying to implement a system that takes your car over and a computer drives it. Oh, it'll save people. See how this works? Oh, some parents might abuse their children, so first 2,000, then 20,000. Now they're talking about all new parents in the United Kingdom for at least 6 months having cameras all over their home that the government monitors, guilty until proven innocent, with no evidence of a crime, that you're a good parent. That's BBC. Within a year, they've gone from 2,000 to 20,000 to now saying all children. See, I mean, this is the opposite of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the opposite of the Magna Carta, the opposite of even any basic freedom. And it's being run by a predatory scientific dictatorship, a world government that openly says their plan is world extermination and reduction of the population by at least 80%. So this is a prison grid being set up. We're all living in prison.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.